With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. U.S. senators this week are questioning David Chipman, President Joe Biden's choice to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. That's the law enforcement agency in charge of violent crime. The questioning comes at a time when gun sales are surging. Since January 2020, gun sales across the country have risen 30% nationwide and 88% in Wisconsin. The spike started when the pandemic hit last March. But local gun dealers, like Josh Raymond, the owner of Northwood Shooter Shop in Eagle River, says sales haven't slowed.
Demand is still extremely high.
They also say there's been a noticeable increase of first-time gun buyers.
I met more first-time gun buyers and people who swore to never own guns since last March than I have in 5 years doing this.
People are buying guns for many different reasons. You can find out more at our website, WXPR.org. Many people are looking forward to getting out on the water this weekend. Water conservationists are reminding people to wash their boat before they do, especially if it's been in a different lake recently. Aquatic invasive species remain a big concern in the North Woods. Kathy Higley is the Vilas County Lake Conservation Specialist. She says you should be checking your boat every time you put it in and pull it out of a lake.
Just make sure you're inspecting your boat for plants and animals. Remove any plants and animals that you find. Drain all the lake water from your live well, your bilge, any ballast tanks, or any other area that's holding water. And then also never move live fish.
Eurasian water milfoil, curly leaf pondweed, and spiny water fleas are the big three aquatic invasive species in the North Woods. Once they're in a lake, it can be hard or impossible to get rid of them.
Eurasian water milfoil, that's one that we can manage. But it's very expensive to manage, and it can spread pretty readily. Just one node, when a node is a place where the leaves hit the stem, has a possibility of rerooting and starting a whole new plant. So just a fragment can start a whole new population in a lake.
Aquatic invasives like spiny water fleas can't be seen easily. That's why it's important to wash your boat. There are a number of decontamination stations set up throughout Vilas County this weekend. You can see the locations and times at our website, WXPR.org. After six boating fatalities in the state already this year, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging boaters to stay safe this weekend. WXPR's Aaron Gottsacker has the department's advice.
Wisconsin is ranked number two in the country for the number of registered boats, outranking many coastal states for its three-month boating season. Many of those boats will take to the lakes this weekend. Lieutenant Darren Kuhn, the DNR Boating Law Administrator, says there are some simple steps boaters can take to make sure everyone on board stays safe. First, wear a life jacket.
80% of all boating-related fatalities are drownings. A majority of those are a direct result of not having a life jacket.
Kuhn says life jackets should be snug and fastened, not just stored on the boat. He also cautions against getting drunk while driving a boat, and he encourages boaters to keep an eye on the weather.
Be mindful of your surroundings, because things can change in a matter of seconds, and if you're not prepared for it, tragedy can happen.
During the pandemic, many people bought a boat for the first time. Kuhn encourages those people to take a boat safety class. The DNR offers those classes online. Aaron Gottsacker, WXPR News.
The Department of Health Services revises how it shares COVID-19 data with the public. It's updated its COVID-19 summary page. It breaks down visually the numbers and averages of case activity, vaccinations, testing, and deaths. DHS has also been cleaning up its data, according to DHS Bureau of Communicable Diseases Director Tracy DeSalvo. That means the 37 deaths added to the total Thursday did not actually happen in the last 24 hours.
Over the course of the past few days, we've had some data cleaning efforts that have been happening at our local and tribal health departments, as well as at DHS. And the vast majority of those 37 are actually older deaths that we have found on quality assurance and have now been added to our confirmed case numbers.
The 7-day average of new COVID-19 cases is now 285. That's the lowest it's been since last June. The 7-day average for deaths has also dropped significantly. It's now at 2 deaths per day.
We haven't seen a real large shift in who is dying from COVID-19. What we have seen actually is just a decrease, as we're seeing a decrease in cases. As more people are getting vaccinated, we're seeing fewer cases and fewer deaths from COVID-19.
More than 47% of Wisconsin's population has gotten at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. The Marathon County Library Board accepted the resignation of Library Director Ralph Illick Thursday morning following a two-hour closed session. Deputy Corporation Counsel Mike Pierner.
They also authorized the Marathon County Employee Resources Director to draft a severance agreement and speak with Mr. Illick about that.
Pierner says the investigation remains active and no further comment about the complaint will be provided at this time, but we could know more next month.
What I can tell you is that this board has requested follow-up on these actions that they've made today, and that follow-up would be at their next board meeting.
The board also authorized the county to take appropriate action against two other employees, although it didn't specify what that action would be. The next library board meeting is scheduled June 21st. Our forecast today, mostly sunny, a high of 57. Tonight, widespread frost after 4 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 28. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.